Breakfast with Crossy. You're listening to Kicks on this Hump Day Wednesday. This is Breakfast with Crossy, and join me now from the Bushwhackers, who've been inducted into the Roll of Renown. It's Dobe Newton. G'day, Dobe. How are you, mate?
Morning, mate. How are you? And hello to everybody everywhere.
Tamworth is a bit different this year. Must have been weird.
Oh, it was crazy. I mean, look, for a long time, especially for us down in Victoria, we didn't know if we'd be able to go to the awards at all. But as it turns out, I was able to, and while I was away, Tamworth was declared a green zone, so I could come back without self-isolating. But look, before we say anything else, I mean, and it's been said a lot of times, but all the artists community was so grateful that the Tamworth Regional Council put their hand up and said, look, the awards must go on. And of course, as the Country Music Association of Australia, we're partnered with them in the awards. So we were particularly thrilled. But look, they reached out their hand, and if you were a nominated finalist, they provided some accommodation and a meal allowance, which meant that a lot of artists who, as you know, have been doing it terribly tough and have had bugger all income from gigs, that made it viable for them to attend. So that was a lovely gesture. And look, it was a room full of our colleagues, and everybody was thrilled to see everybody live. It was a very, very special, although quite weird night.
Yeah. As someone that holds your position in the CMAA, you must be able to see that over the last 12 months, just how tough it's been for the artist and anyone that works within the country music industry.
Oh, look, absolutely. I mean, you know, people talk about, you know, pivoting and being flexible and adaptable. And, you know, there are some abilities for you to do things online and to share those. But the bottom line is, particularly in Australia, where there's a, you know, reasonably small population, artists rely so heavily on the income from live gigs. And in many parts of the country, of course, live gigs haven't been possible for a very, very long time, and we're only just starting to, you know, get back on the horse. So yes, and we hear all the time about artists who are doing it tough. And look, various state governments have been really good in providing some support through grants, and so has APRA AMCOS, and, you know, Support Act has stepped up to the plate to help those in real financial strife, but also providing counselling, because for a lot of artists, you know, their mental health has suffered substantially because life as we know it has been so different for almost, you know, we're almost coming up for the 12-month anniversary of, you know, the locking down of venues and stuff. So it's been a terribly, terribly tough year.
Let's get on to the other thing as well, the Bushwhackers. It's been around for, I don't know, a lifetime it feels like, but they've been put onto the Roll of Renown. I don't know how many are on the Roll of Renown, but it wouldn't be that many across 50-odd years of the award.
No. Well, there are, I can tell you exactly, because we were there.
I want to say 50, but, you know, one a year, but I imagine that might not be the case.
No, that's pretty good. 52.
52, there you go.
Yeah, and we're only the second band ever.
Oh, really? Really? Who's the
other band? I know. The other one was also a Victorian band called the Hawking Brothers.
Ah, that's interesting.
Who go back, when were they around? They were around in the 70s and the 80s. Yes. So, I mean, it's just that, look, I mean, you know, it's really hard at the best of times to keep a band on the road as a, you know, it's a serious economic challenge, you know, as well as making sure that, you know, when you've got a bunch of individuals who are following a pursuit, you know, we often hear about bands disbanding for musical differences. And quite often it is musical differences, but also it's psychological differences as well. So it's a very challenging thing. So I'm not surprised that there are so few bands who manage to last as long as we do. But as Roger and I only half-jokingly say, we're totally unsuited to do just about anything else. So we really don't have much choice. It's this, it's this or nothing.
Well, Tobe, thank you for your time today. Hopefully, we'll see you soon.
Oh, look, we'll get out there as soon as it's humanly possible. So thanks for the chat, and see you all soon, folks.
Breakfast with Crossy every weekday morning from 6 a.m. on Kicks.